We are up to mitzvah number Tav Kuf Chaf Dalad, mitzvah 524, the mitzvah of Edim Zomimin. The Torah tells us in Parsha Shoftim, as we continue into the last couple of mitzvahs in Parsha Shoftim, two mitzvahs regarding Edus. The last time we had was not accepting Shvuat Eid Echad, except in certain cases. And now we have the mitzvah of Edim Zomimin. What's the halacha? The two men that have an argument will come in front of the Kohanim and the Shoftim, and they will figure out what to do. And what if there is a testimony that is deemed to be sheker, deemed to be not true? What happens? The Torah says, you shall do to them like they wanted to, that they plan to do to their brother, and you shall weed out any ra from amongst you. Vahanish arim, and those that remain yishmu v'yiro, they shall hear, and they will not do any other evil. So this is the pasuk, the famous discussion of Edim Zomimin. Kasha Zomam, every phrase in this these two psukim are darshans. What does it mean, eid sheker ha'eid? What does it mean, kasher zamam? What does it mean, la'asos la'achiv? Every one of those is darshas. Let's see now some of the halachas, whatever we could squeeze into our shir. Says the Torah, says the Sefer Chinuch now, shenitz tavinu, la'asos la'edim, asher he'idu eidu sheker, kefima shebikshu la'hazik be'edusam. We try, whatever they wanted to do, whatever what they tried to do, we give them punishment, mida keneged mida, la'asher he'idu alav, hein b'mam, Hain b'malkus, hain b'misa. Whether it's by money, they try to make somebody pay, they tried to give somebody malchus, they tried to kill somebody. In any of those cases, we have the halacha of kasher zamam. V'al zeh ne'emar v'asisim l'kasher zamam la'asos la'achiv. V'zeh din edim zomimim ha'nizkar b'gemar b'harbi mekomos. And this is edim zomim that is mentioned in many places in Bava Kamma, in Imachus, and in other places. What exactly is edim zomim? Says the Chinuch, v'ini hazama, as we know, she'yavo shnei edim, v'yachishu harishonim alidusan. You have two witnesses that testify about something. Then two other witnesses come and reject the first one's testimony, but in a very specific way. It's not that they just say, you are wrong. Because if they just say, you are wrong, that would be called edus hachasha, as the Chinuch will say later on. And that's just contradictory, and we throw everybody out of court. But the chiddush of edim zomimin is, how do you know this fact that took place? On this day, at this time period, that you say that this took place, it's impossible. You weren't there where you say the action took place. You were with us. We have no idea. The edim mazimin say, we have no idea whether what you're saying is true or not, but we know that you couldn't have witnessed it because you were with us. Vizui ikar hazama sa'edus, this is hazama. Va'torah tzivsanu, and the Torah gave us a mitzvah, gave us a tzivui, la'amin ha'edim ha'achronim al harishonim, to believe the second set of witnesses and not the first ones. Bein sharishonim shnayim o afilameo yoser. It doesn't matter whether the first ones are 2 or 100, because regarding edus, trey kameo make a trey, it is all the same. So this is the mitzvah of dealing with the issue of Edim Zomimin. The Beis Din has to give them exactly what they wanted to do. Good, Misharshi HaMitzvah. What's the source behind the mitzvah? L'yaser kolish asher melo libo. To make sure that anyone who fills their heart, that has an idea to testify falsely, lo ha'id b'davar, asher eini yodea oso b'emes v'birur, to make sure that you know that if you are caught and you have hazama done to you, you will get the punishment that you are trying to inflict onto your fellow. Ba'avur ha'yos ha'davar, inyan seichel, asher l'brios taluy alav heim b'guf, heima mon hein aguf. This is undermining society, and therefore one has to reject any type of aid to sheker, and we have halachas, and a specific halacha related to edim zomimin. Good, next paragraph. Ba'asher tamin ha'torah ha'achronim, al harishonim. The Torah says, believe the second group more than the first group. Lo yadanu tambar vazeh. Why is this? That is not 100% clear. The Gemara in one place, at least according to one mandamar, calls edim zomimin a chiddush. What do you mean a chiddush? What is the definition of a chiddush? Tosas in Yavama says, the definition of a chiddush is davar sheyotzei neged haklal. After all, everything is a chiddush. The whole Torah is a chiddush. We wouldn't have known it without Hashem commanding it. So what does it mean, the halachic definition of chiddush, where the Gemara says basav achalav is a chiddush, Edom Zomim is a chiddush? It's davar hasoser es haklal. So Edom Zomim is a chiddush. Why? Because, as the Gemara says, why do we trust the second ones? We should trust the first ones. Why are they better than the first ones? Just like if you have two sets of Edom that testify about something, not about somebody, we would just throw them out. That's called Trey Utrey. So here, why all of a sudden by Hazoma, where they testify about the people, Imanu Hayisim, B'makom Ploni, why is that accepted? So, one opinion says, Gzeres HaKasef, it's a Chiddush, says the Chinuch, trying to give a little Hesber. One of the Chachamim told me a little bit of explanation. And this is a little bit found also in the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Bachai ala Torah. Ki Torah ta'amin edim. The Torah believes witnesses. The Ein Safik, as we spoke about yesterday, one witness is not believed, two witnesses are accepted. The Ein Safik, she'ilu ya'idu shnei edim k'sherin al shlosha anashim o yoser, shaharigu es ha'nefesh, she'ne'emanim ha'shnaim ha'me'idim, ve'afilu yachishim ha'merubim. If two witnesses come and say, Reuven killed. So Reuven can't testify if they say a whole group of people were involved in a murder. Those people, the defendants, cannot testify and contradict, because they're what's called Ba'alei Davar. And that's the rule. Ba'alei Davar are not acceptable. They're involved. You have to have other people, objective people. Suggests the Sefer HaChinuch here, that's why Hazama is different than Hachasha. Hachasha, you're just against each other and you just throw everybody out. By Hazama, all of a sudden, the first witnesses become Ba'alei Davar because they are being testified about. Imanu Hayisim, Ube Edim Zomimin Kemochain. And only the Achronim are Edim, and therefore there's only one set of witnesses here, and that's why we trust the second set. Again, Edim Zomin is a unique type of halacha. Obviously, it's a chiddush according to one opinion. The Ramban writes in Pashas Kiseit say, based on the Gemara, says that Edim Zomin is one of the four groups of people that srichin hachraza, that require announcement. Besdin has to announce when they are putting the Edom Zomim in, when they're punishing the Edom Zomim. That's based on the pasuk that it says right here that we just read. V'hanisharim yishmu'u v'yira'u. Says that by Edom Zomim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Peites said dalet srichin hachraza. There are four. Edom Zomim, Betzor Amoreh, Mesis, and Zakein Mamre. And the Ramban in Parshas Kiseitse in Perachaf Aleph Pasuk Yud Ches by Ben Sora Mora discusses what do these four have in common. Each of them, as we'll get into details, let's share more in a minute, each of them are not really being punished for what they did, but what they symbolized and the pernicious nature that they could have on society. Ben Sora Mora, that's clear in the Gemara, Nidon Al Shem Sofo. Al klal ein bo atochet maves v'al shem sofa hu nidon v'zeh tam v'kol yisrael yishmu v'yirau ki lo hu mas begodel cheto. The Ben Sora Mora didn't do anything yet. Elo liyaser bo asarabim v'shelo yeh takala l'achirim. Number one. Number two, Zakein Mamre. As we know, one of the Sanhedrin thinks everybody else is wrong. They're l'shem shamayim. But still, they're punished because they were outvoted. You can't have a splintering of Am Yisrael. L'fi she'ein b'ho ra'aso chet. Sheiroi la musbo. Really, if you think about it, he shouldn't be chayav misa. Raku la hasira machlokes min haTorah. Number three, v'chein edim zomimin sheneharagin v'lo hargu. As we'll see soon, kasha zomim v'lo kasha asa. If they did it, you don't punish them. It's only if they tried to do it. So you see, it's not because of the ma'isa aveira specifically. V'chein hizkib b'meisis, and as we know by meisis, six separate mitzvahs related to meisis. Not to have rachmanis on him, even if he was not successful. If he tried to get somebody to do avodah zarah, but he was not successful, still, he is punished. That's why those four are the Kol Yisrael Yishmu B'Yiro. They are dangerous to the judicial system. They're dangerous to society. And therefore, says the Ramban, explaining the Chazal, they need Hachrasa. So again, why we trust the second group? So that's maybe because they're Ba'alei Davar. Maybe it's Gzeiras HaKasev. But it is a unique type of halacha that has to be understood. Weiter, we continue. Midini HaMitzvah, some of the halachas of Edom Zomim. Masha Amru Zechorna Levracha. She'inyin Hazama hi be'edim atzman, as we said, Imanu Ha'yisem. Avo be'inyin Hachasha, ein ma'aminim elu al elu, v'tiyah edus kulam b'teilo. If it's two against two about whether it took place, they argue Reuven killed Shimon. No, Reuven couldn't have killed Shimon. They argue about what happened, so then that for sure is Hachasha, and we just throw them out. Then, Says the Chinuch, quoting other halachas of Azama, Umash Amru Zacharnam Lavracha, Shein Edim Zomin Neharogin, Velo Meshalman Mamun, Velo Lokin, Achi Yezumu Shneihem. Both Edim have to be proven Zomimin. But if only one of them is, we do not perform Kasher Zomim to them. And now we have an important halacha. Edim Zomimin Ein Tzrichin Hasra'a. Ela Mekivan Shehuzmu Nidonim. Edim Zomimin do not have to be warned. The question is, why not? So you could say, the Gemara in Ksubas talks about, well, when are you going to warn them? Is it possible they're going to say they forgot if you do it too early, too late? Ein Tzrichin Hasra, why not? So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik developed the idea that maybe this halacha of Ein Tzrichin Hasra is a flag that helps us really appreciate and understand what the Chiyuv of Edim Zomimin is all about. And again, the Achronim discussed this, Reb Chaim, pro and con, but Reb Chaim quoted a number of places. The one place is in the Rishima Shiurim on Baba Kama on page Kufnun Tes and Kuf Samach. Reb Chaim, with many rayas, proves Shamachayev Be'edim Zomin, the Machayev Be'edim Zomin, as we explained, based on the Ramban, is not the Maisa Aveira specifically of Losane Be'echei Chaker, of lying. But there is a status that is achieved. A Chalos Shem Eid Zomin Begavra. The Gavra achieves the status, not because of what happened, not so much that you did an Averis, you get punished for it. No, you're getting punished because you are an Eid Zomim, not because you did Eidus Hazama. Eikav Kach, Eidim Zomim Ne'anashim Kishar Ovri Averis Shabbatorah. And that's why they don't get a regular Averis. The Torah doesn't say, okay, this person gets Malchus, this person gets Misa. No, it's all relative. It's all very personal. Where do you see this idea that it's all about the label? So one Raya Machrachas is the Ritz Gaius. The Ritz Gaius quoted in the Muki Yosef in Makas and Daf Hey, explaining the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. As we just read in the Psukim, the Torah says, Al Pishnayim O Shlosha Edim. Two or three witnesses. So why does it say three? Two witnesses are good enough. Why does it say three? So Rabbi Akiva says in Makas Daf Hey, Lo Ba Hashlishi Lo Hakel Ela Lahachmir Allah. To be Machmir on the Shlishi. V'la'asos Dino Kayotze Ba'elu. To say the third has the same halachas as the two. V'yim Kein Anash Hakasav L'nitfal Ovri Aveira Ko'ovri Aveira. Somebody who is nitfal to an Aveira is treated like an over Aveira. So what does that line mean? So the Rishonim have different suggestions. Says the Ritz Gaius, even if you'd only prove Hazama on two of them, and the third one is not Huzam, they're all going to get punished. The third one wasn't proven. He's going to get killed if it's a capital crime. Unbelievable. V'yipala, says Reb Chaim. Hari Ashlishi lo aver al Aveira shal eid shekher. V'lama Yanish, what did he do? He didn't do it, and that problem bothers the Shagas Aryeh and the Tumim so much that they say, well, there is some sheker that he did. Why? Because Allah is, by a capital crime, they have to see each other. So if they didn't see each other, the Bezin would throw them out anyway. So they must have seen each other. So this third witness saw them. So there was, and he says that they saw, that these two people weren't there, so he must not have saw them. So there was some type of sheker. But either way, is that enough to be killed? So explains Reb Chaim, that's the point. So once the Shlishi is mitztaref to the Kat Zomimin, then there's a shame eid zomim on the entire Kat. And therefore, there could be punishment even though he wasn't proven to be Zomim. Or the Machlokas and Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Beis, which we just alluded to before, the Machlokas and Baya and Rava. When does an eid zomim become pasul from? He's pasul le'edus. Is it from the time that he testified, or from the time that he's proven to be an Eid Zomim? Abaya says, L'mafreyahu nifsal. From that moment in time. Because that's the moment that he pashtus did the Aveira. Rava says, Eid Zomim chidishu. And therefore, Ein lecha bo ela mishas chidush ve'elach. Only from the moment he's proven to be a Zomim. So why? Why? Really, it should be back, but you don't know whether he did the Aveira or not. Why should the Pasul Eid start right when he is labeled? That's the point, says Reb Chaim, because it's all about a label. It's not about a Maisa Aveira. Another Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Eidus, Ve'ein le'edim zomim in shkaga. There's no shogeg when it comes to Eid Zomim. Lefi she'ein ba Maisa. Because there's no Maisa. Lefichach ein srichem hasra'a. The Rambam, in one sense, puts together that there's no shogeg by Hazama, there's no Hasra, and Ein Bo Maisa. And ask the Ravid, what do the two have to do with each other? Ein Bo Maisa, Ein Bo Hasra, explains Reb Chaim. The point is, the Rambam is emphasizing to us that Edom Zomim is not based on a Maisa Aveira, Bishogeg. No, it's based on the status. So you don't need hasra for that. That's our chinuch right here. You don't need hasra is needed when you're punished for a maisa avera, and you have to make sure if are you a shogig, are you a mazid. But if it's just a label that you get, so even without getting war, because even a shogig could give you that. Could give you that label. And there are other eyes as well. What could there be? Eid zomim on a star. That's a machlokas between the Rif and the Balamor. Right? Could there be eid zomim on a star? So again, the stipler discusses that. If not, maybe because you can't have that label on a star. Right? The person's not here. There's no Maisa Begavra here. So either way, that is a big discussion about Ein Tzrich and Hasra. Weiter. We continue. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. The Adam Shokshu Tchilab Sof Huzbuf, you have Achasha and you have Azama, right? Different prior stages of the case and later stages of the case, different halachas, which we're not going to get into now. Next paragraph, we have the halacha, famous halacha, Makas Dafhei, Lo Hargu Neharagin, Hargu E Neharagin. The halacha that's also described as Kasher Zamam, the Lo Kasher Asa. We only inflict the punishment if they have not been successful yet, but the second they have been successful, kasher zaman below kasher asa, they've already done it, so then we don't give them the punishment. And the big shaila is, why is that? So one might suggest that it's just based on xeris hakasev, there's no reason for it, that is just the din. The Ramban writes this in one line, xeris hakasev, but then he goes into and says, let me suggest a svara. Mikan amrei harugein haragin, he quotes Rashi, and then he says, Va'atam bazeh, ba'avor ki mishpat ha'edim zomimim b'gzeres ha'shalit. He starts saying gzeres ha'kasev. Because after all, why should you believe the first one, the second ones and not the first ones, as we've said, based on Rava Chiddushu. And that's why Rava even said that the psul is mikan al-haba. But then the Ramban gives a reason. Avalim naharag Ruvain. If Ruvain is killed, nachshov shahaya emes. Kol asher ha'idu alav harishonim. Ki ba'avon omes. Ve'ilu ha'yatzadik, lo yazvenu Hashem bi'adam. Hashem would not have let such a heinous crime that Bezdin would kill an innocent person unless it was true. Kamosha Amar HaKasuf, Hashem lo yazvenu biyado v'lo yarshienu bihishavto. Pasuk in Tehillim, it would not have happened. Right? But Hashem would not have let an innocent person die. Va'od, and furthermore, not only would he not let an innocent person die, but he wouldn't let Bezdin, the Tzadiki Hador, be the tool for such an event. Shalo yitin Hashem ha'shoftim. Atzadikim ha'omdim lefanav lishpoch dam naki kemishvol elokimu ubekarav Elohim yishpod. Hashem is there. The Shechin is in the Bezdin. Vine kolzem ma'ila gadola b'shofti Yisrael va'avtacha. It's avtacha, and therefore, even if these edim are lying, the person must have been chay misa for some other act that he did, and therefore, says the Ramban, that's why kasher zamam v'lo kasher asa. So, number one, zeros akasev. Number two, maybe Hashem wouldn't have let it happen. And then you have the third possibility that's stated by the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah, based on a smag. The smag, Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, quotes a svar in a totally different context. And that is, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin Sama Gimel that the Isser of Molech, the Isser of Avodah Zarah, giving one's children to the Molech, that is an Issa Daraisa with a Chiyav Misa, but the Gemara says only if one gives some of his kids to the Molech. But if someone gives all of his kids to the Molech, then there is no punishment. And ask the Smag right away. No punishment. What are you talking about? How could there not be a punishment? You give all your kids, there's a Kavah Chomer. Says the Smag, that's the point. He is so bad. He gave all of his kids to the Molech, then Misa is not even going to help him. He's beyond Kapara. And that is why the Smag says there's no punishment for somebody who gives all his kids. Says the Kesef Mishnah, using this Smag, maybe that's the same idea by Kasher Zamam. V'yefshalasis tam l'divrei Rabbeinu. And the Kesef Mishnah is in Eidus Perachav Alachabez. He's also explaining another machlokas, whether there's Kasher Zamam by Malkus or not. The Rambam says there is Kasher Zamam by Misa, but not by Malkus and not by Mamon. Why not? Why not? Says the Kesef Mishnah. To lo amrina kasher zamam kasher asa elahecha da hargu al piem mishum de gadol avot on sham minaso ein roy losis lahem misas bezdin shetachaper alehem. No, it's so bad we don't give them misas bezdin to get a kapara. Ela roy lahanicham shinidonim achar misa ba on shim no raim. Let them get punished after death. right, with terrible onshim. Dugma ledavar, nosin kol zaro lamolech, shehu patur, ma she'ein lo markein, behilko pie dusam. Unlike Malchus, Malchus isn't so bad, and therefore you don't say kashazomolo kashazomolo by Malchus, but even if they got Malchus, the Edim would get Malchus also. And then the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Ramban, od yesh lo matam acher, shemeacher shalakim nisa badas el, but that's Kael, Ilo Haya Shoya Zachayev Zemisa, Ohaymaniacha Kodesh Baruch Hu Lahaskim, Shetova Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael. Okay, going back to that Ramban. Okay, a couple of different ideas that are suggested to give Svara for Kasher Zamam, Vilo Kasher Asa. The more practical idea might also be, it will just be mostly laws on the Dayanim. The whole judicial system, if you say you could publicly, you know, announce that this person was put to death inappropriately, and nobody will have faith in the Dayanim. So even though, yes, we don't believe in rabbinic infallibility, but maybe on a legal, public level, we wouldn't suggest that is a good idea. Good, so this is all discussions of Kasher Zomam or Kasher Asa. The Chinuch also mentions whether the halach of Kasher Zomam applies by Dine Mamanis, that is a machlokes between Tosfos and the Shita Mekubetzes in Baba Kama Daf Dalet, meaning if the money was already given, so Pashtus is you can just give the money back. You don't have to say Kasher Zomam. There's never Kasher Asa when it comes to money, because you give the money back from Shimon to Reuven, and then the Edom have to pay. You're back to the same state of Kasher Zomam. So that's the Pashas. There is a day in the Shin Mekubetzes in Antav Dal and Baba Kama that you say it also by Mammon, which is a Chiddush. Also, Malchus. That's the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid that we just mentioned in terms of whether Kasher Zomam applies there. And the Chinuch ends off by saying, No Heges Mitzvah Zuba Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Sheish Lano Bezdin Samach. Obviously, Kasher Zomam only applies when we have a Bezdin. It's an example of a Knas, and therefore, we do not have it outside in Chutzlaris, Bizman Azeh, and it's a Chiyuv upon Bezdin. Okay, we'll stop here. The next couple of mitzvahs coming up are ones that have to do with Milchama, as we will see.